K8RRD Mobile monitoring.
WDATX Mobile listening 14714.
Well, good morning. It helps if I get on the right frequency. Good morning, sir.
Now, I struggle with that myself. I was on T2 and I'm like, okay, why am I not? Oh, that's right.
Life happens. So how are you feeling today?
Throat still feels off, but hey, how in a minute we're doing all right. How about you?
Well, didn't get much sleep last night. I was watching the temperature actually went up during the overnight period. And, well, it's dropping a little bit now, but it went up to 69 degrees by 3 o'clock in the morning. I was pretty amazed.
Hey, it's 69 right now. So, yeah, it's a little weird for October, but I'm okay with it. Weird is okay.
Yeah, I still haven't had my pumpkin for my mailbox decoration, but, we'll see if I get that today or not. I'm expecting a big FedEx delivery today. A bunch of hoses that I'm going to make 200-foot-long garden hoses out of. It's going to be interesting.
No kidding. Yeah, I mowed lawn yesterday. I think it's probably my last time for the year. I'm okay with that. What do we got? This coming week, I got a holiday event down in Frankenmuth. We're going to be going down to. Then the following weekend with the Paris up to the year. So, yep, it's that time of year.
Yeah, I remember talking to you a couple of weeks ago. You said you had a couple of Halloween events or Halloween parties to attend or make appearances at. Maybe they're already done. I don't know.
Yeah, one was yesterday. We did a Halloween car show, trunk or treat, up in Petoskey, and ended up winning a Komodo grill, of all things. I thought it was quite interesting. I got it home. I don't know if I'm going to actually use it or not. I may just turn around and sell it. I don't know. But there's part of me that wants to try it, so I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, winning prizes is a good thing. Alpha Charlie Delta Delphi.
Yeah, especially when they're worth a little bit of money. Like a gift certificate or something I couldn't use. It's actually a smoker / grill. You'll see them online. They're kind of egg-shaped, and they're ceramic, which is kind of interesting. Using charcoal briquettes and wood or whatever to smoke your food. So it's designed, you can use a gas cooker or they'll crank right up. I guess they'll do up to 700-800 degrees if you want to cook a pizza or something like that. You can do that or even hamburgers on it. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, well, you must be getting there, Veronica Valley there. Anyhow, maybe I'll listen over on 86 for an answer to this question. What color did you get? Is it the little green egg, or is it a different color? Alpha Charlie Egg Golf.
86.
Good morning, radio. This is WRRM and Gaylord. Anybody on here?
NADMHB, how's Drake doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to get myself back into work mode fully.
What'd you do, take some time off?
I took last Friday off. Had a 3-day weekend, and getting back into work mode is a little bit more difficult than I was anticipating.
I hear you. Well, hey, I took a 3-week road trip. Had a ball out in Montana.
That's exciting. Yeah, Friday I went down to Lansing. Brought one of my buddies back up to Travers for a little bit from MSU. Saturday, went through the Tunnel of Trees, went up to St. Ignace, Fudgies for the day with the group. That was fun. And then Sunday, I did some work on the car and didn't do a whole lot after that. So now I'm working.
Back to the life of the living. It does happen like that. Well, had some time off, got down to MSU, played around.
Yeah, I certainly needed it.
We got a phone call. We'll catch you later. Any of the MSU.
Thank you, Lynch.
MT0Y, mobile and listening.
WQATV, WQATV, testing, testing.
Station testing, it does work. MT0Y, hear you loud and clear. MT0Y, listening.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OXCOM Net. This is KTTC Net Control. The control front operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net weekly every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club Mesh Net using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. It will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please check the 14.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name, followed slowly by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control it will confirm you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Terry, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey Hotel.
Jeff, November 8, Echo Hotel.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
All right, I think we had a May pile up right after Mike got on the air, KDREH. I've got Kevin, KE8SBW. I've got KE8NWH. Jeff, NADX. And I've got Tony, KE8SBZ. If you're not on list, please try again.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. KF8AGY.
CN. And I've got Kevin, number 2, KF8AGY, and could that be NHCN?
QSL, QSL, November 8, Charlie, November 5, 9, Mission.
Roger, roger. All right, everybody, Let's go to the top of the list with Mike, KDRH. Mike, your location, if you have any messages or announcements.
Evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley. I have no traffic at this time.
Kevin, KE8, SBW. Kevin, yep. Patient, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin. Had found on US 31, just north of El Camino. No traffic. Back to Nets from KE8, SBW.
KE8, MWH, your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, good evening. This is Terry. I'm here near the Traverse City State Park. I'm at a hotel here. No traffic to pass. So just check it in.
Terry, welcome to our Emerging Services Net. We do have a social net that comes right after this, so stay tuned. Let's go to NADX. Jeff, how are things in Alaska?
Good evening, Glenn. This is Jeff, NADX. It's 40 degrees. Termination dust is one-third down the mountain. We'll have snow probably after Halloween, and no other messages to pass. NADX.
AE8, SPZ. Tony, your location, messages to pass.
Tony, it's Rennie Lake, AE8, SPZ. No messages. I am at my desk.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Location is southwest end of Spider Lake, and I have no messages to pass, no announcements. Back to you, Net Control.
NACN, go.
NACN, I'm at Barlow and South Airport Road using emergency power tonight. I was hoping to announce the scores for the last SET, but they are not in yet. I have a hunch we did all right, but we'll have to wait and see. No other traffic in ACN.
Well, I think we're going to be second to those Wiley CC boys, I'll tell you. We have an announcement for everybody. I have been in contact with Munson Services. One, Joe, urine badges will be reissued. They're going to let us know if we need to take our headshots for it, or they'll use the old ones. I told them to use the old ones because they look much younger in that one. So hopefully that will all work. If you are on the air here, part of T-Barge is working with Munson Healthcare, and if you would like to help us during an emergency, Munson Hospital will be providing hospital badges for Munson Emergency Communications, which, you know, I really encourage everyone to do it. Plus, you also get these cool Munson discounts all over town. So sometimes dealerships will give you 10% off a car. So hang on. That might be worth joining in itself. That is coming up. I'm going to be sending out a T-Barge newsletter to this effect and how you can get one. They used to have classes. Now everything is online. You do have to take, your first time applying, have to take a TB test, and every year you do need a flu shot. That's once a year, but other than that, there's a whole lot of criteria for that. All right, everybody, that's it for me. I don't have a digital message ready. It's just been a crazy week and just got home. We'll have one for next week. That said, I'm going to turn the net over to the Carolina Amateur Radio Club. This is KHGTC. Take it away, Cheerland Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Monday night social hour net. This is KH8SBZ. My name is Tony. I'll be your net control station this evening using the call. Club sign, WATCM, the purpose of the Monday evening social net is to contact and build, is to connect and build our ham radio community and communicate information of interest to radio amateur enthusiasts in the area. The MeshNet and the use of the WTCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City and northern Michigan area. This is a club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked into the system. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet. All newly licensed hands are invited and encouraged to check in. in three groups. First, time constrained short time station. Second, echo link. Third, general check. We check in one person at a time. I will call for a check-in, and you send me my first name. That's your call sign and your first name. I will acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. This helps manage doubles, and I hope that makes things go smoother. Thanks for your patience. And it's better to be patient than be a patient. Okay, this is WATCM Net Control for Monday evening. Well, I will begin check-ins tonight by calling short-time constrained stations. Such time and energy is constrained. I'll take your comments after the group checks in. First, short-time check-in. Please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Tom, Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Cadillac.
Check-in. More chance for short-time check-ins. Your short-time check-in, please call now.
Hey, Tony, there was a station trying to get in there. He just wasn't making it.
Well, let's see here. Let's go ahead and go back to the beginning of the list. Just a long list there. So, Mike, you're number uno. Go ahead. KD8REH.
Yeah, sorry, I walked on you a second ago. There was a station trying to get in there checking in, but they just didn't have enough power, it seemed like. If you want to see if you can get them there real quick.
All right, we'll give them one more chance. Any more check-ins for short time for the WATCM social hour? Come now. Okay, hear a little bit of clicking on the repeater there, but no signal is coming through. Let's try one more time before we go back to Mike. We're not getting through. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like they're on the link there. It's not local on the repeater. Yeah, good evening. Mike, KDREH. Started trenching out to my HF antenna to run conduit, and... yeah, I'm never going to do that again by hand. I'm going to rent a trencher next time. That's 100 feet of pure pain right there. I don't think I'll ever do that again, but I'm in the process of finishing that, and then just got to put the conduit in and run the feed line out. And once it's done, I don't have to worry about it again. So, but no, that's the only project I've got going on, and hope to see everybody tomorrow at the general meeting.
Mike, that sounds great. Hope you're using underground cable there, I'm sure. I'm sure you were. Anyway, let's go to the bottom of the list right now. Tom, WP8WIV, beaming to us straight from Cadillac. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, Jody, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WP8WIV, well, I'm running 40 watts now, and I have the beam lined up. It shifts for some reason. I don't know if the mass pipes move or what, but I get different readings each week. Well, anyway, good evening to everybody. The reason I'm short time is because I am working tomorrow, so I will not be at the breakfast. Had a good time the last two Tuesdays, but I'm working tomorrow, so won't be there. Well, continuing the saga of the kittens, you all know, I think I checked in last week, we found somebody had left two tiny kittens on our trash can. They were pretty close to death. They were in bad shape. And wife took them in. We took them to the vet last Tuesday. And both of them had respiratory infections. We got them antibiotics, and the vet said they were a month old. They were 4 weeks old, so they are now 5 weeks old. They put on a pound each. One's a male, that's Moose, and the female is Oh, gosh. Let me think a minute now. I want to say pearl, but that's not right. Stop and think a minute. Olive is the kitten. And they're doing real well. So they're out of the danger zone now. And so we're real happy about that. I do not want any more inside cats, but this is a different story. And so we're glad we took them in. Anyway, not a whole lot, I guess. I got my QSL card from Glorioso. That came in a couple of days ago. That was number 312, okay, confirmed. So we're still working on the countries. Anyhow, everybody, I guess, have a good evening. Have a good week. Thanks again, Tony, for getting me in. Back to you. Back to that control. WBAWYV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Your signal's coming in really good tonight. Those 40 watts are just knocking the leaves off the trees, I believe. So next, let's go ahead and stand by for station. Here's an echo link for station. Come on in.
November 8, echo X-ray, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, we have your area, and we'll get a little bit of time between these stations here for the extra time that it takes for Echo Link. So any other Echo Link stations that would like to check in, go ahead.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Oh, coming in nice and clear, Kevin. That's great. Next Echo Link check-in. Hearing none, this is WATCM Net Control. I'll now apply for all check-ins, newly licensed check-ins. This is your chance to check in. Go ahead and give me your name and your call sign, and let me acknowledge that I got you before the next time.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, over on Spider Lake.
Kevin, I have you. Next check in, please. Well, I hope that isn't just short of a list tonight. Next general check in, go ahead and please call now.
K8VNA, John Interlocken.
I hear you, John. Next check in.
N4DOU, John in Traverse City.
Okay, John, was that N8DOU?
Negative. November 4, Delta Oscar Uniform, John.
Yeah, I got that. Next check-in, please.
K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Amity.
And good to hear you this evening. Next check-in, please. Okay, we'll give folks another chance to check in here in a couple of minutes. Let's go back to the top of the list with our first Echo Link check-in. Jeff, up in Alaska, and H-E-X, and let us know how you're doing.
Well, good evening, everyone. Tony and rest of the crew there. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, where it is 40 degrees, and it is nice out. We got snow coming down the mountain, but it's slowing down a little bit, so we're looking about 2 to 3 weeks out. So right after Halloween, we'll probably start getting some white stuff on the ground. Matsu Valley and Fairbanks, they got a snowstorm, and they're already getting hit. So, yeah. But we're on the pineapple current here. And I think yesterday 10 meters opened up pretty well. I was just monitoring in the garage by grilling and heard sound like the neighbors talking, and ended up checking into the Puget Sound 10-meter local net. They asked the sound I was on. I was like a little bit north of the net, but we're still connected by the same water. But nothing else to report here, so I'm going to pass it back to you, NADX.
Thank you, Jeff. Always great to hear from you. And, you know, here in Traverse City, we always say winter's coming. And we talk to you out there in the northwest, the great northwest, great north-northwest. And you kind of let us know what's coming down the pike early, so thanks a lot for checking in with us tonight. With that, let's go to Kevin, KB9WWU, and Kevin, KF8AGY, please stand by.
Thanks, Tony, for taking the net. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, in Northwest Indiana, and we are experiencing late fall, I should say, we could call it Indian summer. We've already had our first frost here, and we are enjoying 70-degree weather, and we're getting ready to finish up our camping season this weekend, and getting ready to shut down the camper and close it all up. We closed our cottage up there in Northwest Indiana, up there in Michigan, so still have to keep in contact with everybody up there at W8TCM. So, anyways, best wishes, guys. Wish we was at breakfast tomorrow, but we're too far away. So, this is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform.
Kevin, thanks for your call from down there in Indiana. And, yeah, it's kind of a sad time to put those campers away. I know the feeling. Hey, it's always good to talk to you. I'm going to pass it now over to Kevin, KF8AGY, and stand by John, K8VNA.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, and Tony, thanks for taking the net tonight, and boy, do you sound terrific. You just sound great tonight, like the weather is really making your day. Hey, speaking of weather, we've been enjoying it here. Got a bunch of stuff, final stuff done out in the yard. Covered up the pontoon boat today, and just getting ready to spend whatever time we can enjoy in this wonderful weather before it starts turning cold. Anyway, did some testing on CW testing on 15 meters this past week. Break. And made some reverse beacon contacts all the way out to Salt Lake City and San Jose, California. So I was pretty happy about that. That's on the G90, running about 20 watts at the time. Anyway, that's my excitement for the week. Once again, taking the net. You sound great. Keep up the good work. And 73s to all. This is KFA. Back to net control, WATCM.
Okay, thank you for that, Kevin. It's nice to know that that T90 is working for you. And actually, it is pretty nice getting out there. And I might be happy about having a vehicle back that works. And my prospects of getting the old breakfast place, the JNS Airport, are looking pretty good. And so for all you other hams out there, just know that you are invited 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. And, of course, we'll be having a general meeting at a regular place at Glenn's office tomorrow evening at 7. So with that, let's go over to John, K8PNA, and John number 2, you stand by.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you taking the net as well. I'll be on standby for the next need when you guys are ready to have me try it again. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to Amity, K-8-Z-O-Y. I was on a mission to find out his call sign and make sure I don't miss him next time. I think when I had a net the last there. But anyway, I'll get an apology. Hope to have you next. What else? Oh, so I'm going to shout out to Benzie Middle School Volleyball. So I've been having a blast with volleyball with my daughter, and I am so proud to mention they went to tournament in Cadillac, and they went undefeated. So that was pretty awesome to experience that for the first time in my life. So anyways, what else? I have a ton of projects going on in the shop, or in the shack, I should say. I can't seem to get to my soldering I need to do because I'm fixing a CW key that got some tarnish, or I don't know what you call it, on a brass key. How do you clean that brass key? I'm on a mission to find out how to do that. But anyways, back to you guys. I appreciate you, Tony. And we'll talk to you next week. K8VNA, back to net.
Okay, John. Yep. so many projects seem to add up in the fall time, especially when you know time is ticking. So glad you're having a little bit of fun along the way. Always put your family at the top of the list there, so that's great. November 4, D-O-U. We're going to go with you next, and then stand by Amity.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net, and thank you so much. Just having a relaxing day today. Just got a text from my grandson, who's a freshman at Michigan State, and he's very active in amateur radio, and he made a contact with the Johnson Space Center today. He's real excited about this. Anxious to send him a text back and give him some high fives. But things going well, still getting adjusted to Traverse City and all the things that are going on here and getting acclimated to the area, although I have to admit I did enjoy the temperature today and sat on my porch, and it was really nice. So I know when those days are gone, I'll be missing them. So other than that, everything is going well. And going to try to make the meeting tomorrow night. I haven't attended one yet. So with all of that, we'll say good evening and turn it back to net control. Ben Ford owes you.
Hey, John, we'll look forward to maybe seeing you at the meeting tomorrow night. And hope you're enjoying the Northern Michigan colors this time of year. We kind of get a before other parts of the state, and looks like we're about reaching peak in this area, at least my area over here on the southeast, just slightly southeast of Traverse City area. So with that, let's turn it over to, it's your turn, Amity, KT8ZOY. Let us know what's going on, and then we'll take a little break and see if we got any other people that would like to join us out there. So, Amity, go ahead.
Hello, KE8ZOY Amity. Thank you, John, for that shout-out. I appreciate that. I'm always worried that my radios aren't working properly. That's my only concern. And I know everybody around here is talking about the weather and 40 degrees in Alaska and frost down in Indiana. But the last couple of nights around here, I've been sitting on my porch with a little glass of wine watching the leaves start to turn green again. All they need now is a little bit of rain. Over the weekend, we had a display at a preparedness program, and Hope and Vinny and I were there with a table. And it's amazing how many people were interested in ham radios. Some of them are asking where they can get radios, how they can get started, or when there might be a class. So I'll have to talk to Sam about that. So, Amity, KE8ZOY. Thank you, Tony.
All right, Amity. I missed, what was the name of that event that you, Hope, and Vinny went attended?
There was a conservative group in Traverse City. They're at or near the old Kmart building in the Cherryland Shopping Center, and they had a preparedness, and they had people teaching how to, or talking about how to can food, seeds, just all kinds of different things, just to be prepared if things go bad. And we were there with ham radios and ham information, just letting people know how they can get started.
Thank you, Amity. Yes, being prepared is absolutely a good thing. We're reminded of that when we see storms and events around the world and around our country and with changing weather. Good idea to be prepared and self-reliant. So, with that, this is WATCM Net Control. I want to stand by for any other check-ins, and if there are any newly licensed hams out there, now's your chance. Come on.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. Thank you. Next check-in.
Pete, WQK. Jeff, got you. Next second, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox 2, Whiskey.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox 2, Whiskey. What's your first name?
First name is Brad.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Next check-in. Go back up to Kevin. I believe it was KBHSW. Go ahead with your transmission and be standby.
Thank you, Tony. Good to hear from you, and hello, everyone. Finally home here at Kuwait, and I got home, and the doorknob on the house broken, so after dinner I had to run out and take one. It was a pretty exciting week this past week. Last week, we ended up winching out a tree at the farm, and we had a mobile sawmill there, and we saw it in the lumber on Friday. So happy to be back today, and thinking about going to the meeting tomorrow. I'm going to be familiar faces there. Hope everyone having a good evening. Back to Nett from KV8SBW.
Okay, Kevin, glad that you're here, and I don't know if you broke the knob while you were trying to get in or what, but that sounds like a frustrating thing to come home to. Having those trees, I got a lot of them around my yard. I've thought a couple of times about maybe setting up a portable sawmill, and it's a little bit too much for me anymore. So it just looks like a lot of fun, though, and you can, a lot of times you've got a lot of nice timber that can be made into some valuable building material. So anyway, thanks for coming by with that. Pete, you are next, and Brad, stand by.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and thank you, Tony. Not much. Making the best out of the day. Went for a nice long bike ride today with my sister, and got out at about sunset in beautiful orange sky. So tradition says that we're going to have another nice day tomorrow. Tony, looking forward to seeing you at breakfast in the morning and everybody else. KWQK.
Here's a bacon, Brian. Okay, Brad, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll make one last chance before we check in after that. Brad, go ahead.
This is KE8FKW, Brad, way up here in St. Marie. Come through 430 repeater to St. Marie. There you go. Hey, yo. It was a beautiful day here up here in the Sioux. We had 72, 3-ish degrees, and T-shirt and shorts weather, that's for sure. I had pants on, and I'm like, well, I got too hot, so I put the shorts on. Almost took my shirt off today, too, but anyway, yeah, it was a beautiful fall day. I couldn't believe it, so I think we may have one more, and after that, it's supposed to cool right off and give us some precip. And definitely looking forward for a little bit of precip, that's for sure. It's quite dry up here. But other than that, it's a beautiful night. We got some stars and clouds, and yeah. And that, 12873, hopefully we'll catch you next week. KE8FJW, that's the net.
JW, thank you very much for calling in from the UP, and sounds like you've had some brush fires and what have you out there. It is, you know, some high fire danger with the dry conditions right now, but the flip side of that is the nice, comfortable weather, and you're right, it was a good time to enjoy putting the shorts on for the maybe one of the last times this year, and just enjoying it. So, thank you for that. We're going to, I'll ask for one more check-in here. I just would like to make this list a little bit longer tonight. Are there any other check-ins? Please come now. My gosh, it looks like we have come to the bottom of the list. So, we're going to conclude this evening. I'm going to go ahead and close the net. Well, let's see, before we close the net, let's see if there's anyone with any other comments that they would like to make. We'll just make a quick standby for that.
And before we close the net, any comments? Okay, no further comments or check-ins. I will close now the net and return the computer to the general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation tonight. This is Tony. Good evening to all from WATCM. We are clear.
Monitoring.